Jeff, big day here at Belmont Park. The grade one Ogden Phipps, as I just mentioned. Midnight Bisou going to the post as the morning line favorite in there. She'll face a small field, and man, has she been really, really good in her career. You have to be proud of her.
Oh, extremely proud, Mike. And having been in this industry virtually my whole life, you really realize how fortunate you are to have one that's as consistent, as talented, and as enjoyable to be around as she is.
You were walking around Belmont Park when I saw you earlier this week, you and your wife, Susie, and your daughter, Hannah, and you had caps on that had hashtag ears up. What does that mean?
Well, that's the distinction for Midnight Bisou, including, you know, her success on the racetrack. She's quite known for always having those ears pointed up. You know, she's such a curious, inquisitive kind of horse and always happy. And Michelle Yu had made the comment ears up after one of her very first races, and it just caught on from then on. And now that's sort of everybody knows Midnight Bisou and ears up are synonymous.
What kind of owner are you when the horses are going into the gate? You get nervous, you get excited. What are those moments like?
Oh, I'm a train wreck. Yeah, no, I, you know, it's funny because when I was riding races, once you got on the back of the horse, that's when the nerves settled because you're in control. You get your legs wrapped around that horse, you got your hands on the reins, and now it's all about just, you know, getting them into the starting gate, and you're thinking about what's going to happen during the course of the race. When you're sitting on the sidelines, you have no control. And I always tell people there's that moment of time from when the horses leave the saddling paddock and walk out onto the track waiting to go into the starting gate, and time stands still. You know, you're watching that clock tick down minutes to post. Every minute takes about 4 or 5 minutes is really what it turns into for you. So a lot of butterflies. The butterflies really don't go away until they're hitting the finish line for me.
What was the first year of Bloom Racing?
2011, we started our first first acquisition turned out to be Majestic City, who fortunately turned out to be a really nice horse, multiple graded stakes winner. He's actually a stallion now. In fact, his first crop of two-year-olds are hitting the tracks this year. So it's been a good run. We got lucky right off the bat, and hopefully it continues.
You know, it's a kind of a short period of time to be competing on this stage. It's a very difficult game. I was talking with your owners, Chuck and Lori, co-owners of Midnight Bisou, earlier this week, and I said, you know, you're here. You're in the grade one Ogden Phipps. You're the morning line favorite. And people outside of the industry will look at that and say, yeah, but everybody does it that way because that's how we show on TV or we broadcast on radio with the big races. It is so difficult just to get a horse in the starting gate in this sport. To be in a grade one, you have to just kind of pinch yourself, don't you?
Yeah, Mike, that's so true. I mean, the reality is, just like you said, getting a horse to the point where they can actually run in a race and then much less turn out to be a good horse and then a good horse that competes on Saturday afternoons and runs against the best of the competition throughout the country. So, you know, you realize that this is what we all strive for, but getting to that pinnacle of the game is very difficult. It's a big challenge. And once you've achieved that level, it's you know, it's one of those things you don't want to let it go, and you just try to figure out how do you keep that going.
You mentioned Majestic City. We talked about Midnight Bisou. There have been other greatest stakes winners. Sky Diamonds comes to mind. What's been the key to your success?
You know, I learned a long time ago, the gentleman, Muzzy Francis, was the guy who taught me how to ride and taught me about being a horseman. And I think at the end of the day, you know, it's the harder you work, the luckier you get, because you just have to put in the time. And so for me, I really did learn from the ground up, Mike. When I started out, it was important for the guy that was teaching me to be a good rider. You had to know about the horse, and not just about the horse, but everything that makes a horse be a good racehorse, or how to keep a horse together. And so all of those skills transferred over to the time when I started going out there and selecting racehorses. And when I stopped riding races, I was able to go out and work a lot of good horses. I worked for Hall of Famer Charlie Whittingham. I worked for Eddie Gregson, a lot of top trainers. And so even though when I was riding races, I was mostly riding at some of the B-level or even C-level tracks, as an exercise rider, I got to get on a lot of grade one winners and be around horsemen that really provided all different types of insight into what makes a horse want to do what they're doing. So in terms of my selection process, it's really a formula or a recipe, if you will, of all of those skill sets and trying to apply those to identifying which horses you think are going to end up being fast horses.
Good luck this afternoon.
Thanks so much, Mike.